From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The U.S. economy may be doing well, but the ag economy shows few signs of an imminent comeback. That's according to a 2019 Outlook report from Cobank's Knowledge Exchange Division. It says trade uncertainty, rising debt levels, and market volatility are threatening to derail the global economy. AgWeb.com reports rising costs in agriculture are expected to squeeze producers, and that will cause further margin erosion and financial stress. As January winds down, businesses across the country are preparing 1099s. Paul Niefer, principal and CPA with accounting firm Clifton Larson Allen, tells AgWeb.com most farmers aren't 100% sure who they should be sending 1099s to. He says farmers should file 1099s for all landlords paid $600 or more, machine rentals in excess of $600, and services in excess of $600 provided by anyone who's not your employee. S&C corporations are exempt. The deadline for filing is tomorrow, January 31st. A new survey shows consumers are confused about whether plant-based imitation dairy products are indeed dairy foods and whether they carry the same nutritional value. AgWire.com reports the research evaluated 3 plant-based foods that mimic dairy cheese to understand if the packaging and descriptions are confusing. The Revel survey was commissioned by Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, and Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.